Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Christmas Eve. What an exciting time. There are many memories floating through my head. Some when I was a kid and when I was the parent. The excitement and the anticipation of Christmas Day. I'm going to divert here just a minute and give it a little memory, and one of my sons doesn't particularly like this memory because I pulled a fast one on him. There's a little cap that you pull off when you get a brand new bottle of cooking oil, and you pull it off and it has a little point on it. It's a little round, has a little point on it, and I laid it down there, and I told the son, which was number two son, I said, the elves are watching you. Did you get your room clean? They're watching you. And he ran, and I'm telling you what, he cleaned his room. But he doesn't like that story too much today. But he did clean his room. While we as adults make this holiday more stressful than necessary, the kiddos, it's just exciting. They just get excited about all the gifts. It's always our tradition in my family, or it was when I was raising my children, that before the gifts were opened, we read the Christmas story from the Bible. It was also a tradition on Christmas Eve to leave the cookies and the milk under the tree for Santa Claus. But then we would turn off the lights in the room, leave the Christmas tree lights on, and sing Christmas carols. Now, the kids still remember that, probably more than they remember what toy or gizmo that they got for Christmas. They might have received something from Santa, but they remember these things more. There's not one of us that wouldn't agree that this time of year is special. It's also been commercialized and marketed for profit. Certainly not the intention of the first national holiday of Christmas. Did you know that Alabama was the first state to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? That happened back in 1836. And did you know the 22nd state declared Christmas a legal holiday? Well, it was Alabama, I'm sorry. The very last state to declare Christmas a holiday was, Oklahoma. And that was in 1907 when they became a state. So, what about today? We're banning, we're suing over Christmas displays, and Christmas songs have been banned off the radio, although it's always amazing to me that those complaining are still accepting their Christmas bonuses and taking Christmas holidays and vacations. The gift of Christ, the gift of the Christ child from our Heavenly Father, was a gift of pure love and unselfishness. While we claim we give gifts because of that amazing gift of hope and grace and mercy that we received that night, one Christmas night years ago, our gifts are mostly based on selfish wants and desires and not needs. I have with me today two pastors. They're good friends of mine, and they've been my neighbors. The younger pastor here grew up with my youngest son. They were buddies. He even stood up with him in his wedding. It's unique because they're father and son. And I want to have some fun today with this show, share some memories, and maybe, hopefully, share the love of Jesus Christ. If at all possible, bring some simplicity and common sense back to our faith here in the United States of America. Once a Christian nation, now turned away from God in some respects and rejecting His love and His laws. But so I want to recognize and welcome Roy Bernard. Roy Bernard is a local pastor here in this area, and he is the father of the younger Bernard sitting here, Jeremy Bernard, who is also a pastor. He actually happens to be my pastor at the time. Till he makes me mad, then I'll come to your church, Roy. And so Roy and Roy moved into this area several years ago. He works for Cargill. Do you still work for Cargill?
Yep,
yeah, he still works
do.
For Cargill. And he moved in, and my youngest son was very, very excited because they had a boy his age, and he had older brothers, but he didn't like playing with them. So he and Jeremy became buddies, got into some trouble together, and, yeah, they did a little mischief, had a lot of fun, grew up together, and every now and then they still contact each other. So it's good to have you with us. Roy, welcome to CSE Talk Radio. Thank you for taking time out today.
Absolutely. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Yeah, well, it's my pleasure. Jeremy, thank you for all that you do as well.
Oh, you bet.
And for being mostly a good kid when you're in the neighborhood.
Well, mostly. Yeah, you know, I leave Quinn too far away, but we'll
do it again. We'll try to here in just a second. You know, Roy, I was thinking about this, and I've been kidding Jeremy because I've been taking notes during his sermons the last few Sundays because I've had all these shows on my mind that we were going to do special. And, of course, I deal with the politics every day. And in the politics every day that we see that Christmas and Christians in the United States are being persecuted. Christianity is being rejected. The morals of Christianity, the laws of God are being rejected. And that was something, although they were not saints, our founding fathers stood on. They believed in that morality. They believed in Christianity. But now it's like people think it's something wrong, something bad, and we're bringing all these things into it. And it's just, I wanted to talk about that the persecution and the turning away of Christianity or Christ is not new, and I kind of wanted to get your feelings just a little bit about I guess you're watching the news these days, what's going on, and kind of encourage everyone, even though you're being persecuted. I think our brothers and sisters
sure.
need encouraged.
Sure. You know, the one thing that I would like for us to remember, if we go back 2,000 years ago from the time that Christ was born, understand that there was persecution then, and there was persecution, but the thing that we need to remember when we look back in history is that we must persevere through the persecution. And that means sacrifices. Mm-hmm. That means tough times. So that really hasn't changed. It hasn't changed at all. I think what has changed is that we have the tendency sometimes to back away from persecution.
I agree.
And turn our backs on it. When, as we realize that the birth of our Savior that is coming around us should give us encouragement to face the persecution in something that is good, something that is real, something that's alive, and something that has stayed with us for over 2,000 years.
Well, and Christ told us that it isn't us that they hate, that it's Him.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think we tend to take it personal, and then we tend to, oh, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to offend somebody, you know. So we're embarrassed about what we put up as Christmas decorations or what we're going to do. And I think we need to be bolder. I agree with you. We need to be just a little bolder and withstand that storm because it's not new. What do you think, Jeremy?
Well, it is, you know, we talk about persecution as something we ought to expect. I mean, if we look at Scripture from start to finish, Jesus says in Luke 21, Matthew 24, I mean, this is something that's coming that you ought to be ready for and know that it's coming, and we act like it's a shock to us to experience it here. You know, we look around the world, and the world has experienced it in severity that we can't even imagine as Americans. I mean, it's something beyond our grasp, but you know, I think we need to look at it from a perspective of this. If we are going to live for Christ,
we got to live.
We've got to live. And sometimes that living is living to the point of whatever persecution that may come.
Amen. We're going into a break. This is Christmas Eve. I know that you're hustling and bustling around there trying to get ready for things. Maybe you're traveling and maybe you just tuned in for the first time and thinking, who are these people? I've never heard this before. Well, you're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm the owner and the host. And we're trying to be bold, and we share our faith as best we can on the radio each and every day. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Happy Christmas Eve, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation, the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we're wishing you a happy Christmas Eve and a Merry Christmas tomorrow. A happy Christmas Eve. It's in the morning, so I know you're still getting ready for things. And a lot of people open gifts on Christmas Eve. We never did that. It was never a tradition in my family or when I was growing up, or, you know, it was just we always waited till Christmas morning. So I thought during the commercial we'd bring it back down to home, because that's what we're all about here, is bringing things down to home. So I asked Roy if he had some Christmas traditions. I'm certain he did with his kids. What were some of them you had when you were a kid?
Goodness, when I was a kid, you know, we always lived away from our family. Dad was in the Navy, and you know, I just think of all the times that we had, and there was Christmases that sometimes it was just my mother and I, because Dad was serving his country. But I remember when Dad was away from sea, Mom and I would open our gifts on Christmas morning, and we would usually have some friends, some other people that their family was in the service. They would come over, and we'd spend some time together. But I remember as much as anything when Dad would come home. And those gifts were still under the tree. The tree stayed up, and it may be 2 months past Christmas. But I remember us spending that time together. So, and then Mother started another tradition. And later on, as I grew older and my dad had retired from the Navy, Christmas Eve, we would have tacos.
Tacos, awesome.
And that is something that we kind of went away from a little while, and after my mom passed away, and we started having family over, we started restarted the tradition, if you will, of having tacos on Christmas Eve, and continued to do that as we can. You know, it. But those are two things.
What a great story
that I remember most about.
Well, we have a lot of listeners on CSC Talk Radio that are vets, or that are military brats, as they call it, where your home moved a lot, or your dad was gone a lot, and so, you know, thank you for sharing that. So the tradition of the tacos, you've started that back up. That's on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
And what's some other traditions that you've maybe started with your family?
Yeah, with our family. A tradition I didn't grow up with was the reading of the Christmas story.
Mm-hmm.
And but as we started having children, Rebecca and I drew closer to the Lord. And we
That'll do it.
Yeah, oh, man.
Get on your knees a lot when you got them kids.
but we started reading the Christmas story, and that was something that we did, whether it be on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning. Sometimes being away from family, we had to alter when we did things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we would read the Christmas story. That was always part of our lives in raising our children that we tried to implement.
And that was Christmas Eve or just any time in Christmas Eve?
Generally,
Christmas
it would be Christmas morning.
Before the disc got
but
opened.
There was times we had to travel to family. Mm-hmm. We might do that at a different time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jeremy, you're on your own now.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Now, Jeremy was on when we had a round table of pastors back before, and I believe maybe Brother Frank was in here
and
Pastor Eddie, who happens to be one of my sons, and they weren't available today, but I kind of remember Jeremy telling some stories that he was kind of mean to his sister. But what are you? He's married now, and he has his own family and some traditions. Are you carrying on the taco tradition, or?
Well, we do have we go and have tacos with them.
Okay.
And, so we've not incorporated directly into our family. We have tacos with them. One of the things that I will remember is, you know, in my family, my mother has always been the cook. That's just the woman. She's a great cook, and she's taking that role. But Christmas morning, as we go over to Mom and Dad's after we open presents at our house, we go to theirs, and Dad is all of a sudden puts on his chef hat, and he makes waffles and omelets for everybody.
Wow.
And you know, I don't know that side of Dad. That's something new for me. And they're excellent. But
things have changed since you left.
Yeah,
a lot.
But that's something that I enjoy. As far as our family, we read the Christmas story with our kids. Of course, we have hold the candlelight service at our church every Christmas Eve, and so that's incorporated as well. When we come home, we'll sit down and read the story ourselves, and then the kids get to open one present. It's always pajamas. Sorry, kids, if you're listening, that's what you're.
It's Christmas kind of known.
But they always get their Christmas pajamas and get to put those on and enjoy those before Christmas.
Well, then they've got something clean to wear in the morning.
That's right.
We should have thought of that when we were raising the kids. They were dressed in just about anything in the mornings. And now, I was going to say, I remember you deep frying a turkey. So he did cook. I remember him cooking before.
Not
waffles and pancakes, maybe, but.
Yeah, deep fried turkey for breakfast?
No, not breakfast.
Oh, okay.
But I remember he said you didn't cook.
Yeah, we stopped deep frying turkeys because of one Christmas
mishap?
Or Thanksgiving. We tried to cook it, and it was so cold outside that the temperature never did reach hot enough, and we had raw turkey.
Yeah, again, you can't do that in the garage.
So,
it's just not safe.
We grabbed the cold cuts and had sandwiches that day.
Oh, I see. So that's why that tradition kind of went out. Yeah, we do that in the summer. Do that in Christmas in August or something. Well, you know, we've had a lot of a lot of fun. I shared something. And I was brought to tears on Sunday morning. Sunday was December the 16th, here a week or so ago. And that is the anniversary of when our home burned down, when we were still living on the farm. And our good friend Terry Carlson and his wife, they go to Sunday school with us, and they're sitting there. Now, that was a rough Christmas. And it was the only time I'd ever bought Christmas ahead of time. I was expecting Quint. I was 8 months along with my youngest son. And we didn't know the Bernards back then. We were still out in Jamestown on the farm. And came home from a prenatal visit and had my youngest son at that time, which was Eddie, who is also a pastor. He was with me, and the other boys were in school. And anyway, we ended up staying for a couple of weeks, a few weeks there with the Schoenebergs, my mother and father-in-law. And it was coming on to Christmas. And, of course, we had many needs. We had only the clothes on our back. And actually, the Sunday after the 16th, the boys and I were to sing in church. We were to sing, "What Child Is This?" And my daddy was just, he didn't want me to cancel out on that, and he wanted me to go ahead with that. And so he told Mom, he said, you go to town and you get those boys in Beth some clothes so they can go to church on Sunday and sing. So we did that. That was the Saturday. Friday was when the house burned. And that was Saturday. We went to town. So anyway, I'm looking out the window one morning, and it had not been Christmas yet. And it was bad. If you go back and look up December in Missouri on the year of 1983, it was a bad winter. And it was ice, it was snow, and it was bitter, bitter cold. It took the house a while to cool down. That's how hot that fire got and how cold it was outside. So I look out the window from my in-laws, and it was gravel road out there, you know. And here's a man pulling a sled up the road because he couldn't get his vehicle up the road. He's pulling a sled. He's got bags, you know, trash bags full of stuff on this sled. And it's Terry Carlson.
Yeah.
People in town here had given to us, there was clothes, there was other things in that those bags. There was a big dog. Somebody had made a big stuffed dog. And one of the kids got that. The kids got that for Christmas. And here he is pulling this up. If you'd ever seen Santa Claus, it was Terry Carlson that day. Pulling that sled. And I tell you what, it's moving. It's the determination. He was going to get that stuff to us one way or another. He couldn't drive his vehicle, so he had to pull this sled. So the kids got a sled. He had to pull this sled. It had this bag of stuff on it, and it wasn't easy walking either. And up the road, and it's the old English place. They call it the old English place out there by the Bacon Bridge, which is a new bridge now. But you know, that's a memory I have in my head about Christmas. And my dad worked rotating shifts, so sometimes he'd be home, but we'd always have Christmas together. We never traveled at Christmas except maybe one time. We were always at home, and that's kind of the way I like to have it now. Now it's an empty house at home because all of them are married and gone. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're just having some fun and some family memories, and we're going to read you the Christmas story out of Luke at the last segment of this show, and I hope you stay tuned for that. And maybe by that time, everything's in the oven, everything's done. You can sit down with a cup of coffee and just listen to the Christmas story. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting with Roy and Jeremy Bernard, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. All that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're here with you on Christmas Eve, and we hope you're having a wonderful time with family or getting ready to, and we pray that you have safe travels if you're traveling. I'm going to read a little bit here, and I'm going to quiz the guys here. I looked up these things. These are kind of little tidbits about, it's about the United States, but it's about the traditions. There was a president, and I already gave them the answer. I don't know if they remembered. I did that before we went on air on the first question. They don't know the rest of them. Mm-hmm. Which president banned the Christmas tree from the White House?
All right. Ooh, pick me.
Pick me, pick me. Which one was it, Jeremy?
Roosevelt. Teddy
Roosevelt. But he finds his children have smuggled a Christmas tree into the White House. From the White House Historical Association, this is where these little tidbits are coming. It said Theodore Roosevelt did not approve of cutting down a tree. He was a conservationist, and he didn't approve of cutting down a tree for Christmas decorations. And his children, however, had other ideas. And in December of 1903, as the White House Historical Association tells us, they surprised the president by hiding a tree in a sewing room closet, as kids will do. This is a little bit more sentimental in some respects. What Christmas gift did Lincoln receive in 1864? It says, in late 1864, General W.T. Sherman, tore through the South, marching from Atlanta to Savannah and disrupting civilian and military populations. He also reclaimed control of portions of Georgia for the Union. On December 22nd, he gave one of the largest and most consequential gifts ever in the letter he wrote to the president, Abraham Lincoln. I beg to present you as a Christmas gift, the city of Savannah. So this was during the Civil War. It said, what did Jacqueline and John Kennedy give as a special Christmas gift to close friends back in 1962? The last Christmas the two of them would spend together before the assassination. It says that in 1962, that Jacqueline Kennedy created the first ever White House guidebook, a massive national undertaking that made a museum of the presidential residence. Copies of this book can still be purchased today. They originally published only 100 of them, and they gave them to close friends. I thought these were interesting because of today, all the hullabaloo over Christmas in the White House. Whether they like the decorations or don't like the decorations, we all seem to kind of miss the point of Christmas. It said, what great American war ended on Christmas Eve? The Peace of Christmas Eve, the Treaty of Ghent under the War of 1812, and brought peace between the United States and Great Britain after years of conflict. And the treaty was signed on Christmas Eve, 1814. And who made Christmas a national holiday? We talked about the first state and the last state, but I didn't mention who made it the national holiday. Well, I found this to be very interesting. The Christmas was not an official federal holiday until an act of Congress, always an act of Congress, signed into law by Ulysses S. Grant in June of 1870. And it asks me here, which president brought the first Christmas tree into the White House? That was President Benjamin Harrison with candles and toys. And that was back in 1889. What did Andrew Johnson do on Christmas of 1868 that helped heal the nation? Well, what he did was he continued what President Lincoln had started, and that was pardoning all of the Confederate soldiers after the Civil War, to bring peace and to bring a nation back together. Which president held the first Christmas dinner in the White House? And that would be President John Adams. And he hosted the first White House Christmas in honor of their four-year-old granddaughter. See, even they had families. Her name was Savannah. The children of public officials who were in Washington during the religious celebration were invited. An article published much later by the New York Advisor explains that the guests dined on a splendid haunch of venison and gifts of Mrs. Washington. Which book did Franklin Roosevelt read to his children every Christmas Eve?
I'm going to guess the Bible.
No, you were wrong. I wish it would have been. I kind of had that guess, too, except it was in front of me. It was The Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. I happen to have an edition of that, one of the first editions of that. I have the whole Charles Dickens series. It was my great-grandparents. All right, last one. I'll quit boring you guys to death. They're yawning in here. Which president initiated the practice of lighting the national Christmas tree? A little hint, it was in 1923. Initials are CC.
Calvin Coolidge
pressed an electric button that enabled, electricity was probably not everybody had it, enabled him to light a nearly 50-foot balsam fir referred to as the National Community Christmas Tree. The exact site of the lighting was chosen by the First Lady Grace Coolidge. Those are just some little tidbits, to go back and see what the history of Christmas was in the White House and in this nation and what it meant to people. I have remembered the story so many times. You had your father was in the service. He served this country well, and I thank him for that service. But it says here that under, Here it is. Here's the story of that. I've heard this story before, talking about Christmas Day being a truce when we were in war. And it says the Christmas truce of 1914 is often celebrated as a symbolic moment of peace in an otherwise devastating violent war. We may like to believe that just one day, all across the front, men from both sides emerged from the trenches and met in no man's land to exchange gifts and play football. But first-hand testimonies help us get closer to what really happened. It wasn't something that the governments did. It was something that the soldiers did. And, of course, the story goes that somebody started singing a Christmas carol. And I think I might have seen this on TV on something, some war movie one time, that one of them was just sitting there and it was all quiet and peaceful. Nobody was shooting and he started singing Silent Night. Now, whether that's the truth or not, but I saw that. But it says here along the Western Front, a scattered series of small-scale ceasefires did happen between some German and British forces. But this brief festive reprieve was far from a mass event. Where it didn't occur, 25th December 1914 was a day of war like any other. Where it did, accounts suggest that men sang carols, they didn't play football, in some cases left their trenches and met in no man's land and shook hands. And then, of course, later they got back in their trenches and after that the fighting began. But it's something to think about, the one thing they had in common, you know, was glorifying the Lord one day, you know, before they started shooting at each other again. And, you know, I think it's, you know, it kind of brings tears to your eyes and your heart. Do you think, why can't we have peace? You know, I think Roy's got an answer for that.
Yeah.
Why can't we have peace?
Yeah, it has something to do with the hard hearts that we have. But, you know, Beth, one of the things as you read that story that come to my mind is that people really are looking for an opportunity to have peace. They really are. There are lots of people in our world today that don't celebrate or that do celebrate Christmas that have no idea who Christ is. And we as Christians have the opportunity to let them know why we're celebrating Christmas.
And it's the one holiday out of the year where we can share.
Sure.
Because it is a national holiday, and we can share. Even for those that maybe think they're offended, we can still share. You can say Merry Christmas when you're in line Christmas shopping. You see somebody that looks like they're frazzled out there, you know, they're just going crazy. You know, Merry Christmas. I did that at a restaurant here just the other night. I'll share that with you when we come back. But we're also, before we leave today, we're going to read you the Christmas story out of Luke. And we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried my pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is my pillow because it fits me. My pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My pillow fits you. But there's more. My pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit csctalkradio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been visiting with you. It's on Christmas Eve. We've talked about our family traditions, and we've talked about a little bit about what's going on in this nation and across the world, the persecution and the rejection. And those are nothing new. But you are our family. You are my family. I'm here with you every day, Monday through Friday. Every morning, having a cup of coffee, several cups of coffee, actually, with you. And you are my family. So I think it's appropriate that we read the Christmas story as we close today's show, just as we would with our families and our homes. We're going to do that with you. I want to say something about this first. When they traveled to Bethlehem, somebody here a few weeks ago talking about the caravan and the border security, they equated the caravan, those that are trying to steal away into this nation, and they said Mary and Joseph were also immigrants, but that is not the truth. If they knew their Bible story, they would know they were travelers. They didn't necessarily want to go to Bethlehem. Nobody in that day would want to go to Bethlehem when you're about to give birth to a child and ride around on a donkey for miles and miles and miles. They were forced to go there to pay taxes. You see, politics is nothing new, and taxes are nothing new. But we're going to read out of Luke. If you have your Bibles with you, you can open up with us. We may be reading out different translations here, but it's going to be Luke 2, 1 through 20. And Roy's going to start us out.
Okay, chapter 2, verse 1. And it says, in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over the flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Just as they had been told by the angels. Just as we had been told and been prophesied in the Old Testament that Christ would be our Messiah, our Savior. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It's Christmas Eve. Perhaps you're with family. Maybe you're one of those that's alone today. But I want you to know, you're never alone, because Christ is always with us. And I want you to know that and take great hope in that, for his grace and his mercy and his love. He came as a child. We did a musical one time, From the Manger to the Cross. He came as a child. We could hold him. The Mark Lowry story or song that he wrote about Mary, did you know when you kissed your little baby, you kissed the face of God? These things we can imagine. We've all talked about our families. We've held each other. It's hard to imagine Jeremy as a little baby. But we've all held babies or been held as babies. And what a precious sight that is. My family has grown. Their families are growing. And we have these babies, these toddlers, these children running around us now. And the older you get, the more precious they are. And you can just turn your hearing aid down, you know. But Christmas is not about the gifts here. It is the gift from God, the true gift from God. I'm going to ask Roy, he doesn't know I'm going to do this, but I'm going to ask Roy to actually close us in prayer.
Be glad to. Our gracious Heavenly Father, you have blessed us in so many ways. And Lord, as we thank you for those blessings, Lord, we realize that we're not deserving. And just totally because of your grace and your mercy that you have bestowed upon us. Mm. And Father, the greatest gift of all, your Son, Jesus, that was born of a virgin, lived in this world, this earth, as God in flesh, lived a sinless life, paid the ultimate price of death, and is risen again. And Father, you did that for us. Father, we thank you for loving us as we are unlovable. Father, we pray today for those that do not know you. Father, we pray for those that this Christmas time is not a happy time for, because of financial problems, relationship problems, health reasons. And Father, we just ask you to take care of their needs. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Roy. Thank you, Jeremy, for being a part of us today. You know, I close each show. You may not recognize that song. Quint wrote that song. It's called Coming Home. And I close the show every day talking about bringing America home. And to you, my listeners out there, there's no better way to bring America home than bringing God back into your home. So we wish you a Merry Christmas. And we ask you, read that story to your family. Get your Bible out. Read it out of Luke. And let's bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.